WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab is brought to you by Go NetSpeed, your choice for crazy fast fiber internet. This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And Dennis is Dennis Halnon. He's going to be the future co-host with me. He's sitting in today for Bob, who is on vacation, and we'll be back for a couple more shows. But Dennis graciously agreed to come and join us, and I'm excited to have him. So he's going to be assisting with the show and helping me answer your computer comments, questions, and concerns. Probably mid-July is when you'll be starting up more on a regular basis, and we're happy to have him. So we're here till 11. Let's get right to your calls. You're nice enough to join us on this Saturday morning. We're going to go to Bob out there in Windsor Locks again, and Bob said we didn't help him. So what's going on, Bob?
The left-hand corner, it does change color from white to blue when I roll over it.
Yeah.
But I still click on it. It says start, but it doesn't start.
Okay, so yeah, Bob called in.
I don't get the pop-up that says, you know, programs and all that. You know, all that crap that comes up.
Right. So Bob called in the first hour, and his machine, when he clicked on start, wouldn't work. And we told him after we tried to remove the shell from the machine. We thought that was corrupting the issue, and told him to call back if it didn't work, and here he is. So it didn't work. So we do have another thought for you. Bob, Dennis, what do you want to try next?
What I would like you to do is to run an SFC on the computer, and I can tell you how to do that if you're not familiar with the process.
SFC okay. Stands for?
System File Checker.
Nice.
Okay.
What you're going to do is what you did before, hit Control-Delete and get Task Manager up.
Okay. Okay.
Now, you're going to click on, if it shows you the More Details button at the bottom left, you're going to click it.
Okay.
Then you're going to click File and Run.
File, Run New Task.
Now, here you're going to type the letters, three letters. C, M as in Mary, D as in Dog.
Yep.
And then hit Enter.
Enter. Okay, yep.
Now you have a black box that you can type stuff into.
Yep.
Yep.
Into that box, you're going to type S as in Sam.
No, I have Windows System 32.
Correct.
Okay,
running. It's running out of the right directory, so that's cool.
Okay.
You're going to type the letters S as in Sam.
Yep.
F as in Frank.
Yep.
C as in Charlie.
Yep.
Hit a space.
Space.
Hit the slash that's under the question mark.
The forward slash, as it were.
Forward
right.
slash.
And then you're going to type scan now, all one word.
This could take a while, right, Dennis?
Oh, yeah. It can take, it'll take a minimum of 10 minutes, maximum of 40.
Okay.
Yep.
It can be anywhere in there.
Yeah. So we're going to have you okay. run that.
So we're going to run, going to hang up again.
Yes, you are, sir.
Call you back next week.
it depends, yeah. Hopefully it works for you.
Same routine as before. We're going to have you do something, and then you're going to reboot when it's done.
Okay.
All right, Bob.
All righty.
Good luck with it.
Okay, now what am I looking for after this?
It should work. You're going to reboot?
It should repair your operating system.
Yeah.
All righty.
It's a system file checker. You're going to check the files of the system. They might be corrupted. It's going to hopefully repair them. You're going to reboot, come back, and everything's going to be fine. So, folks, just because we told Bob about SFC doesn't mean that if you run your SFC in a perfectly good computer that it's going to make it better. It could make it worse. So don't do it. So just like taking too many Advil is bad for you, don't run a tool just because it's going to hopefully fix Bob's problem.
All right.
All right, Bob. Good luck.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. I can't stress that enough just because, it's like people think, oh, yeah, if I take, 1,000 milligrams of B12. Maybe I take 80,000 milligrams of B12 and I'll be even smarter. No, it doesn't work that way. You just get very expensive pee. We're going to go on to your next call. And it's going to be Chris in Weathersfield. What's happening, Chris?
Hi. Random Mom here with one last question for you guys.
One last question? This is your last question?
Before I get people, last time you told me, you know, we just have to get the internet to, you know, connected. However, back in the day when I had access as an administrator of a system at the insurance company, they put into my home, it's something that's a gray box. It's beneath the telephone, you know, plug that's associated with the computer.
Yeah.
And it has NDAC and then kind of like a local telephone number. And then right next to it where there's a,
electric
plug, there's an adapter.
Yeah.
So what is that?
Sounds like an old ISDN.
Either an ISDN or maybe even a 56 KB line.
Yeah, old school. So they never took it back, huh, Chris?
No. They just, you know, disconnected it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, is it running and powered up?
I don't know. I obviously don't have access. I don't even work there anymore. So
no.
I just want to know, what is it?
In your home, though. Is it lit? This is in your home, right?
Yeah,
is it lit up? Any lights blinking?
No, I don't think there's any place for it to blink.
Okay. So, I mean, it sounds to me like an old ISDN line, something that might have been set up by your company in the past to allow you to connect securely before the internet got faster, you know, before broadband, before, you know. Broadband really has only become broadband lately, thanks to COVID. you know, when we were, you know, just a few years back, we were happy to see, you know, 25 megabits was, ooh, that was good. So I would tell you, you probably can remove that. If you're worried, be careful. I mean, who knows what else is connected to it. Maybe you're going to have an issue with your dial-up, your phone line, who knows. But I would suspect it's something that you don't need anymore. But if you're not sure, you should have someone look at it.
Well, that's why I was asking you.
Yeah, well, yeah. But you've told us is it's a gray box
with some letters on it.
ISDN line?
I think it's an old ISDN line.
What NDAC means nothing to you guys?
Not right now it doesn't, but hang on. Is there any other manufacturing information on that box?
No, it's just a gray box with NDAC and then a local, you know, 529. You know, area 529, which is kind of like a local exchange here.
Yeah, so it's the North Dakota Administrative Code. It's National Defense Advisory Commission.
Night Dragon Acquisition Corp.
Yes, yep. So no, not enough information yet for us to know what that box is. Have you picked up the box and flipped it over? Does
no,
it have
actually, you know, beneath where the telephone plug. It is, and you can't. It's attached to the wall.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying.
They mounted it for you.
Before somebody comes in and wrecks where this is attached to the panels, you know, I want to know what it is.
Yeah, you haven't given us enough information for us to know, unfortunately. You know what you could try? You could take a picture of it and put it up on the within our WTIC Facebook comments on our Facebook Live, and maybe you'll have a ton of people who would tell you what they think it is.
Well, isn't it enough to know that it was between that and the adapter under a plug and maybe there was an outside wire that they had to put from my on the outside of my house that doesn't tell you what that connection was?
We're geeks, but we're not that kind of geek, and we're not clairvoyant.
So this is old, is what you're telling me.
It feels like it's old school, and like I said, ISDN is kind of old school way to connect to companies that have a secure connection. So take a picture of the box if you want, and put it up and see if other folks might be able to identify it. Can you reach out to your old company to say, hey, what's this box?
Well, put it this way, if it's that old, you know, when somebody comes in and says it's old, they can take it out and I shouldn't have a problem.
Right.
I just want to make sure that I know when I get somebody in the house.
Yeah. If they're not, they may not know what it is either because it's kind of cryptic as to what it is there.
Okay.
Sorry, Chris.
All right. Well, thanks so much.
That's all right. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, we need a little more information. But in the old days, they just slap boxes. They really were kind of nondescript.
Oh yeah, and they would stick these people things into people's houses, and they wouldn't necessarily tell them what they're doing or what they are or anything about them.
Right, because you didn't need to know.
Right,
if the geeks connected it. You don't need to know
glass
how it works.
Glass house IT, and I hate it.
There you go. So we're going to probably step out for a quick break now, right, Matt? Get back to more of your calls, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Crooked Street. That's one of our Geeks at Tab's band. They get around. They play. It's one of their tunes. And Facebook can't do anything about it. Because Facebook gives us a hard time because we have bumper music that's commercial and they don't understand fair use. So they throttle the actual show on Facebook, which is going to, of course, the only way for you guys to get the WTIC Facebook show is to just to consciously go to it versus having it show up in people's feeds the way it did until they said, hey, you're doing copywritten tunes. We're like, yeah, that's what radio does. Facebook doesn't get it. I tried. So that's Crooked Street. And one of the geeks at Tab has a band. We're going to try to get more music of Tab. I thought that'd be kind of fun to get any other guys and gals at Tab that are a part of bands to do some of our bumper music. Might be kind of neat. Let's go to your calls again. And we're going to go to, this time, Mark in Bristol. What's happening, Mark?
Hey, good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
Welcome, Dennis, to the show.
Thank you.
Eric, last week, if you remember, I had an IP address conflict.
Are you calling to complain? Did we not solve your issue?
Well, I don't think my issue is solvable, but I was making notes during the commercial, and I think I've come to a conclusion. See if you come to the same one.
All right.
I did check after, after my call, and the laptops both were on the same IP address, so that obviously was an issue.
Yes.
I went in, and as per your suggestion, I made one address static, and one left one dynamic, the HCP,
yep.
And the system was blazing. I mean, it was like incredible, but only for about an hour. Then the pages started slowing. My loading started slowing down, and I would get the message waiting for da-da-da-da-da in the lower left-hand corner.
Okay.
I went back in, and I thought, well, maybe the DNS server in my router isn't up to par, so I put in Google's DNS credentials,
yeah.
And it sped up again. It was working very well. But now both laptops are randomly disconnecting. My cell phone is randomly disconnecting. This morning I turned you guys on, and you're about one frame per minute, and a couple of blurbs here and there.
Yep.
I had to reset the router, both computers, and I don't even want to look at my cell phone. Well, I'm talking on the cell phone. But
right.
So my thoughts are that the router is just gone.
Yes, sir, we agree.
Agreed, 100%.
Yep.
And I think you nailed it when you diagnosed it as the DNS service.
Right.
So, yeah.
And again, if you're losing connection, dropping connection, that is a symptom of a failing router. So you have permission to replace it at this point.
Yeah, I even went in and reserved an ad. Sorry, Dennis, I don't know if you're talking or not.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we're all here. Go ahead.
Okay. I don't want to talk over you. I did have to reserve an address for my printer, and I actually got my wireless printer working during that exercise, which I couldn't do before because I hadn't researched IP stuff enough.
Yeah, good. You're learning a whole bunch.
You've done an awful lot, and like I said, you were able to diagnose what the failure is, and it's in the router.
Yeah, it seems to be. The router is from 2017. It was a Comcast router.
Yeah, so now you can buy your own router, even your own modem if you want, and give that one back to Comcast that you're renting, maybe.
Yeah, I actually own that because I didn't want to pay $10 a month to have it for, you know, I only paid $90 for it, $100.
Okay, good. Yeah, you're way ahead.
Okay, two other really quick ones. Can you recommend a router / extender mesh system that I could purchase? I don't really care how much it costs at this point.
So money is no object, huh?
Wow.
The time I put into this, if it was $1 an hour, it'd still be a bargain.
We understand. There's tons of mesh networks out there. I'm trying, you know, depends on how tinfoil hat you are, right? These companies like Amazon and Google have their own devices. Now, hard to hide when you're hard to have security or privacy when these companies are offering your network technology, right? So you got to keep that in mind. But there are some mesh networks out there. Another one to consider would be Ubiquiti. Ubiquiti is kind of a business grade wireless access point, and you can get a couple of them, and they do build a mesh network with that technology. They're Ubiquiti's, but they're about $199 a pop, depending on where you get them.
Is that just the extender, Bob? And I'll plug it into a new router.
You'd have a new router, and your new router may reach some serious distances by default. So, before you buy any additional access points, See how your router does. If you position your router central to your home, you might be very happy with what kind of reach you get nowadays. If you don't get an extender. What we're saying is get an access point. So you would run a data drop to another area of your home that is get a weak signal, and it would exist. And if you buy Linksys, they do have mesh add-ons within their Linksys system. So try to find a mesh access point that works with the router rather than a third party. So keep that in mind. We could put a link up on our website. You would hardwire it, yes, to get the best result.
Absolutely.
Okay, little.
We're breaking up. We got to go to a hard break here, Mark, so I think I got to let you go.
Okay. Thanks for your help, guys.
Thank you.
Take care.
Yep, good luck. All right, so everything's been posted live by Mike G over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. We're going to step out for a quick break, and we'll be right back. Some vintage music there, Matt. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock, and then coming in at 11, is he coming in? Is he going to be live? I don't know, but he will be doing healthy rounds. Dr. Leslie will be helping you out, giving you a second opinion on your health advice, so stick around for that. And what if we'll be talking about Fauci and all the stuff that's going on with Fauci and the virus? I don't know. But we're not talking about that. We have our own viruses to deal with here when it comes to computer viruses. We're going to go to your computer calls, comments, questions, and concerns. We're going to go to Ray right now in Burlington next. What's happening, Ray?
Hi. First of all, good morning, everybody. And welcome, Dennis, to the show.
Oh, thank you.
Getting the answers along with Eric in the future weeks. Here's my couple questions.
Sure.
I have a part-time consulting business, and I've got two prospective clients. And one of them is asking me, one is for cybersecurity question and encryption. And I thought I could go out to Google and do some search on these things. But again, as I've heard you say many times, don't always believe everything you read on the internet.
Right.
So I wanted to specifically ask a couple questions about it. First, with respect to the cybersecurity software, the one client is asking me to install Entrada security software. And I was curious to know what's your opinion on that. And then also, if I did add it to my computer, do I have to turn off Windows Defender, or will it conflict if someone asked me to put another cyber security software on my computer?
So I've never heard of Entrada. Have you?
I have not. How is it spelled?
Entreda. And while you're looking that up, the other question I have is with encryption. The other potential client is asking me if I have my laptop encrypted.
Right.
And the question I've got there is, I have a Yoga Pro 3. It's about 5-6 years old. I primarily use, got a 256K drive, and I use OneDrive to store quite a bit of my items, and I've got the C drive, of course. If I were to encrypt that, first of all, do you have any suggestions for encryption software? And then do I encrypt both the C drive, the C drive and the OneDrive or not? And if you do that, what are the concerns you might have and how does that work?
Well, encryption is important when it comes to security. You should use the BitLocker encryption that comes with Windows 10.
Yeah, Windows 10 Pro.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't do it on your home system that well.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's already included.
I think I have just Windows 10, not the Pro.
Okay.
Yep.
So you have to upgrade to a Pro and then turn on the encryption. A third-party encryption usually causes a bigger headache.
Yeah.
So
I haven't had good luck with those.
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
So you're suggesting
BitLocker.
The Windows Pro. And right. About how much is that? Any?
Couple hundred bucks.
Yeah. Couple
is
hundred.
Is that a one-time deal, or is it a yearly subscription?
It is not a subscription. Yeah. You pay it once.
You pay it once off. So, so a couple hundred dollars to upgrade, one time only, and great. Because see, then what I have, So, and then when it encrypts, is there anything, or is it pretty much self-explanatory? Once I upgrade, you said turn on BitLocker, I think you said.
Yeah, what you'll do is you'll open up Control Panel, look for BitLocker.
Okay.
And there will be a little wizard that will lead you through the process of encrypting your drive. And it is very simple.
Great. Now, don't lose the keys.
Correct. It's going to provide you with some keys.
Okay.
You're going to keep all of that information.
Okay. Right.
Have your phone ready. Take photos of the screen so that you have it.
Right.
Save documents in printed format with that information on it.
Okay.
Save it.
Okay.
Otherwise, you can't get into your stuff if you somehow have an issue.
If something goes wrong, yeah.
Okay.
And then definitely encrypt your OneDrive, because if you're putting data out there, you want that encrypted as well.
Okay. Now, when you encrypt it, is that a one-time process, or does it...
Yeah, it's one-time.
It's one-time setup. It will encrypt whatever's on the drive.
Okay.
Then, as you add more files, they end up being encrypted because the entire file system is, foundationally encrypted.
Okay.
And now, also, on the Intreta stuff, is this a financial company that's talking to you about needing this?
Yes, it is,
Yeah, so... The information I see here is we see a lot of financial clients using Smarsh for their email archival and encryption and recovery. So it looks like it's a tool that might try to be end-to-end, try to cover all sorts of bases. The biggest snag with that I would tell you to think about is that just like SolarWinds, that was the one entry point, right, for the bad guys, the tool they were using. And again, this company could be perfect and great, but I would like you to vary your tools. Tab uses a Patrol Dog suite of products. The underlying technologies, we're not going to tell you what they are, right? Because that would be really silly. In the case of, SolarWinds, they were bragging about how much they were protecting all sorts of, government entities and what have you.
Oh, I see. Yep.
This technology could be great. Never came across it. It does seem like it's, tries to do a lot.
Okay.
But I would tell you to consider multiple services from multiple sources so that you would better hedge your bet across the board. There's a lot of tools out there. And if you've not really gotten involved in cybersecurity, you also should be careful with what you recommend. But I would read up on it through Smarsh. They talk about it as something that they recommend too for their financial clients. And if they are recommending it, I'd be comfortable in saying it's probably a good tool.
Okay. Yeah. So. Okay. Another thing, too, is does Malwarebytes, I have that as the free, not the premium, does that conflict at all with any of the cybersecurity software, such as Intreta or others?
It could. You'd have to actually look at each of these tools and see what they conflict with. Antivirus is one thing, right? That's what, kind of Malwarebytes is like an antivirus program. Intreta could be more of a SIM type of system where it's actually going to do logging, it's actually going to do other aspects of your security compliance. It's going to monitor. So it all depends on what it says it's doing. And the more, again, when I talk about a multi-pronged approach, the more devices or the more tools you put on your systems, the more potential for conflict there is. But I guess you would have to talk to the Intreta folks to see if they've had any conflicts with Malwarebytes. Anything free, though, is not a good idea for a business use.
Yeah.
Does
encryption take up more space on your drive?
I don't think so.
No.
It won't. What it will do is it will occupy some computing cycles while it's running.
Correct.
Because everything it reads and writes from the drive, it has to run a computational routine to translate the encrypted data that's on the drive to information that it can use actively.
And the funny thing about that, even in Hartford, one of the big insurance companies had a data breach. And the big discussion was why the data wasn't encrypted. And the reason it wasn't was because of all the CPU that was required to actually perform the work of being an insurance company. And they didn't encrypt the data locally.
And the reason they had made that decision was because the database was so large that it would basically trash the server.
So you remember that as well.
Wow.
So
I heard you mention battery replacement, Eric.
My son needs a new battery. I'm having a hard time finding the one he needs.
My Yoga Pro 3 and 2 are about 5-6 years old, and the batteries are kind of there. They'll charge and they'll stay for a couple hours, and I got to plug it in.
Right.
Do you think there's even any chance for me to find batteries to replace those? And what would you recommend if I were to go look for replacement
batteries? Well, that's the problem. You just got to go in and do a search for that particular Yoga's battery part number. So you got to bring up the manual, find the part number, and then do some searches as to see where they might be available. And the older the device, the more third party the source will be. It won't be a mainstream source, and that's what I'm having trouble finding.
And one of the problems that you're going to find getting a battery like that is that if you get it, especially from a third party, it may be a battery that is already as old as that laptop is.
Yeah.
And it has chemically degraded over the years.
So
getting a battery that may work pretty well for a short time, and then it'll just be doing what your current battery is doing.
Right.
Okay. So it might be something like if I went into my closet, I might find some Duracell batteries that say good till 2023.
Exactly.
Because they've been there almost 10 years.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay. Oh, that's good to know that.
All right.
Hey, listen, thanks very much for your help. I really appreciate it. You answered my questions, and I can move forward.
All right. Have good luck. Day. All right, Ray. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right. So he's moving on. Let's go, considering moving on, we're going to go to John in East Long Meadow, if I can. Matt's giving me the eye, which is kind of neat. Hey, John, get your question in, and then we'll go ahead and talk maybe after a break here. But what's your question?
Okay, well, I've got a very slow, old computer. It's nothing I'm going to spend any money on, but I do use it periodically. Sometimes I can select an icon and then go out in the kitchen, get a cup of coffee, and by the time I come back, it might have opened that thing I selected.
All right.
Right. I've got the what do you call it? The files showing the everything that's active, and right now at the top of the line it says the disk is 100%.
Oh, it's running at 100%.
Yes.
All right, so we're going to put you on hold, get to a break, and come back and try to answer that question for you, John. Okay.
Thank you much.
You got it, sir. We're going to step out for a quick break. We'll be right back. And we are back. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Then Dr. Alessi will be in with Healthy Rounds. Let's get right back. Some vintage music there, Matt. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock, and then coming in at 11, is he coming in? Is he going to be live? I don't know, but he will be doing Healthy Rounds. Dr. Alessi will be helping you out, giving you a second opinion on your health advice, so stick around for that. And I wonder if we'll be talking about Fauci and all the stuff that's going on with Fauci and the virus. I don't know. But we're not talking about that. We have our own viruses to deal with here when it comes to computer viruses. We're going to go to your computer calls, comments, questions, and concerns. We're going to go to Ray right now in Burlington next. What's happening, Ray?
Hi. First of all, good morning, everybody. And welcome, Dennis, to the show.
Oh, thank you.
Giving you some getting the answers along with Eric in future weeks. Here's my couple questions.
Sure.
I have a part-time consulting business, and I've got two prospective clients. And one of them is asking me, one is for cybersecurity question and encryption. And I thought I could go out to Google and do some search on these things. But again, as I've heard you say many times, don't always believe everything you read on the internet.
Right.
So I wanted to specifically ask a couple questions about it. First, with respect to the cybersecurity software, the one client is asking me to install Entrada Security Software. And I was curious to know what's your opinion on that. And then also, if I did add it to my computer, do I have to turn off Windows Defender, or will it conflict if someone asked me to put another cyber security software on my computer?
So I've never heard of Entrada. Have you?
I have not. How is it spelled?
Entreda. And while you're looking that up, the other question I have is with encryption. The other potential client is asking me if I have my laptop encrypted.
Right.
And the question I've got there is, I have a Yoga Pro 3. It's about 5-6 years old. I primarily use, got a 256K drive, and I use OneDrive to store quite a bit of my items, and I've got the C drive, of course. If I were to encrypt that, first of all, do you have any suggestions for encryption software? And then do I encrypt both the C drive and the OneDrive or not? And if you do that, You know, what are the concerns you might have, and how does that work?
Well, encryption's important when it comes to security. You should use the, you know, the BitLocker encryption that comes with Windows 10.
Yeah, Windows 10 Pro.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't do it on your home system that well.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's already included.
I think I have just Windows 10, not the Pro.
Okay.
Yep.
So you have to upgrade to a Pro and then turn on the encryption. A third-party encryption usually causes a bigger headache.
Yeah. So I haven't had good luck with those.
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
So you're suggesting
BitLocker.
The Windows Pro.
And right.
About how much is that? Any?
Couple hundred bucks.
Yeah. Couple hundred.
Is that a one-time deal, or is it a yearly subscription?
It is not a subscription. Yeah. You pay it once.
You pay it once. Oh, so,
yep.
Oh,
yep.
So a couple hundred dollars to upgrade, one time only. Great.
Yep.
So see, then what I have, okay. So, and then when it encrypts, is there anything, or is it pretty much self-explanatory? Once I upgrade, you said turn on BitLocker, I think you said?
Yeah, what you'll do is you'll open up Control Panel, look for BitLocker.
Okay.
And there will be a little wizard that will lead you through the process of encrypting your drive. And it is very simple.
Great. Now, don't lose the keys.
Correct. It's going to provide you with some keys.
Okay.
You're going to keep all of that information.
Okay. Right.
Have your phone ready. Take photos of the screen so that you have it.
Right.
Save documents in printed format with that information on it.
Okay.
Save it.
Okay.
Otherwise, you can't get into your stuff if you somehow have an issue.
If something goes wrong, yeah.
Okay.
And then definitely encrypt your OneDrive, because if you're putting data out there, you want that encrypted as well.
Okay. Now, when you encrypt it, is that a one-time process, or does it,
it's one-time.
It's one-time setup. It will encrypt whatever's on the drive.
Okay.
Then, as you add more files, they end up being encrypted, because the entire file system is, foundationally encrypted.
Okay.
Now, also on the Entreta stuff, is this a financial company that's talking to you about needing this?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. So the information I see here is we see a lot of financial clients using Schmarsh for their email archival and encryption and recovery. So it looks like it's a tool that might try to be end-to-end, try to cover all sorts of bases. The biggest snag with that I would tell you to think about is that just like SolarWinds, that was the one entry point, right, for the bad guys, the tool they were using. And again, this company could be perfect and great, but I would like you to vary your tools. Tab uses a Patrol Dog suite of products. The underlying technologies, we're not going to tell you what they are, right, because that would be really silly. In the case of, SolarWinds, they were bragging about how much they were protecting all sorts of, government entities and what have you.
Oh, I see. Yep.
This technology could be great. Never came across it. It does seem like it's, tries to do a lot.
Okay.
But I would tell you to consider multiple services from multiple sources so that you would better hedge your bet across the board. There's a lot of tools out there. And if you've not really gotten involved in cybersecurity, you also should be careful with what you recommend. But I would read up on it through Schmarsh. They talk about it as something that they recommend too for their financial clients. And if they are recommending it, I'd be comfortable in saying it's probably a good tool.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Another thing too is, does Malwarebytes, I have that as the free, not the premium. Does that conflict at all with any of the cybersecurity software such as Entreta or others?
It could. You'd have to actually look at each of these tools and see what they conflict with. Antivirus is one thing, right? That's what, kind of Malwarebytes is like an antivirus program. Entreta could be more of a SIM type of system where it's actually going to do logging. It's actually going to do other aspects of your security compliance. It's going to monitor. So it all depends on what it says it's doing. And the more, again, when I talk about a multi-pronged approach, the more devices or the more tools you put on your systems, the more potential for conflict there is. But I guess you would have to talk to the Entreta folks to see if they've had any conflicts with Malwarebytes. Anything free, though, is not a good idea for a business use.
Yeah.
Does
encryption take up more space on your drive?
I don't think so.
No.
It won't. What it will do is it will occupy some computing cycles while it's running.
Correct.
Because everything it reads and writes from the drive, it has to run a computational routine to translate the encrypted data that's on the drive to information that it can use actively.
And the funny thing about that, even in Hartford, one of the big insurance companies had a data breach. And the big discussion was why the data wasn't encrypted. And the reason it wasn't was because of all the CPU that was required to actually perform the work of being an insurance company. And they didn't encrypt the data locally.
And the reason they had made that decision was because the database was so large, right, that it would basically trash the server.
So you remember that as well.
So hey, I heard you mention battery replacement, Eric.
My son needs a new battery. I'm having a hard time finding the one he needs.
My Yoga Pro 3 and 2 are about 5-6 years old, and the batteries are they'll charge and they'll stay for a couple hours, and I gotta plug it in.
Right.
Do you think there's even any chance for me to find batteries to replace those? And what would you recommend if I were to go look for replacement
batteries? Well, that's the problem. You just got to go in and do a search for that particular Yoga's battery part number. So you got to bring up the manual, find the part number, and then do some searches as to see where they might be available. And the older the device, the more third-party the source will be. It won't be a mainstream source, and that's what I'm having trouble finding.
And one of the problems that you're going to find getting a battery like that is that if you get it, especially from a third party, it may be a battery that is already as old as that laptop is.
Yeah.
And it has chemically degraded over the years. Getting a battery that may work pretty well for a short time, and then it'll just be doing what your current battery is doing.
Right.
Okay. So it might be something like if I went into my closet, I might find some Duracell batteries that say good till 2023.
Exactly.
They've been there almost 10 years.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay. Oh, that's good to know that.
All right.
Hey, listen, thanks very much for your help. I really appreciate it. You answered my questions, and I can move forward.
All right. Have good luck. Day. All right, Ray. Bye-bye. 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 All right. So he's moving on. Let's go, considering moving on, we're going to go to John in East Long Meadow, if I can. Matt's giving me the eye, which is kind of neat. Hey, John, get your question in, and then we'll go ahead and talk maybe after a break here. But what's your question?
Okay, well, I've got a very slow, old computer. It's nothing I'm going to spend any money on, but I do use it periodically. Sometimes I can select an icon and then go out in the kitchen, get a cup of coffee, and by the time I come back, it might have opened that thing I selected.
All right.
Right. I've got the the files showing the everything that's active, and right now at the top of the line it says the disk is 100%.
Oh, it's running at 100%?
Yes.
All right, so we're going to put you on hold, get to a break, and come back and try to answer that question for you, John, okay?
Thank you much.
You got it, sir. We're going to step out for a quick break. We'll be right back. And we are back. Going to be here till 11 o'clock. Then Dr. Alessi will be in with Healthy Rounds. Let's get right back to your calls. We were speaking with John in East Long Meadow, and he had an issue with a slow PC where his hard drive's at 100%. Right, John?
Exactly, yeah. Incidentally, while I was on hold, that 100% went down to like 70, 75%, and the CPU went to 100%. It lasted about 15 seconds. Now I'm back to 100% disk. I don't know if that's relevant or not.
It could be. What do you think it is there, Dennis?
I'm wondering if it might be your antivirus. It might be updating. What I'd like you to do, if you could, is to open up Task Manager.
Yeah, that's what I have.
All right. Yeah. And click on the column marker for the CPU and see which task or process is the thing that's at the top of the list.
And you may have to organize it. You may have to tap on that list to get it to list it in usage versus alphabetical.
Yeah.
Well, the one that seems to be, it is anti-malware, 13.14.9.
Anti-malware. Is that Windows Defender?
But that changes. It's changing back and forth.
Well, yes, it's going to flip. Different tasks are going to take its place in that list as it does things. But it sounds like, do you have any other antivirus installed on that computer?
No, just
Windows Defender. That's Windows Defender.
Yeah, that's the Windows software slowing down Windows so you can't use your machine.
And it's built into Windows, so it's very difficult to control it.
Right.
What I would suggest is a couple of things that could help. Number one, you could do a check disk on the disk itself. Could be that anti-malware task is having difficulty reading and writing files that it's trying to check, and something is corrupted with the file, so it keeps reading it over and over and over. The other thing that you can do is run an SFC, which is what I had suggested for Bob earlier tonight, or earlier this morning, sorry.
It's that long of a day for Dennis.
Oh, yeah. It's my first time.
I understand. I was there once.
Yeah,
a long time ago.
Oh, cool.
Well, very good. Well, I'll do a check this. I'll,
back it up first, though.
Oh. You have the format, I can find
the syntax?
The syntax is CHKDSK space slash F.
But make sure you back up your data first.
Oh, yeah.
Because it could fix it to the point where you can't use it anymore.
Well, this is really like a spare computer that what I do most of the time is just turn it on every couple of weeks to see if there's any updates for Windows.
Well, there's your problem.
That's the issue.
What it may be doing is catching up with the definition changes.
Right.
And it's got 2 or 3 weeks of them because you haven't had it powered up.
Yep.
But I would still recommend recommend the check disk just to rule out that there isn't something wrong with the file system still.
Okay.
And an SFC may help too.
Yeah. And again, leaving something off that long, Microsoft is constantly sounding out updates, so it's got to catch up. So that would make sense that it is doing that update.
Okay. I'll go with that. Thank you much. I just want to make a comment. When I talk to you now on the phone, it's good and loud, but when I was listening to, you know, to other people talking or whatever, before you switched on, volume was very low on the phone. I don't know if that's something that's adjustable or you care about or not, but...
I hear you. The phone, so that, you know, the phones have always been fun here at WTIC.
But can I have one more quick question?
Well, we're running out of time. We're at a hard break coming here. Is it quick?
I hope so. You said that there's no security where I can encrypt files. I see the Windows 10 now.
You can.
If I have to bring my computer in for a service, I don't want them to look at my tax files and stuff. Like, is there a way of, there's no way of encrypting individual files?
Yeah, you can encrypt folders in individual areas of your drive. We could try to find some links on how to do that.
Okay, well, I'll be looking for that. Thank you very much, and have a good day. And
all right, John.
Welcome to Dennis there.
All right, very good.
Thank you.
I want to thank all you guys for joining us on this Saturday morning. Everything we've talked about is posted live over at computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of the show.com. Thank you, Matt, for producing. Mike G, and thank you, Dennis, for your first show. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for having me.
Back. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Then Dr. Alessi will be in with Healthy Rounds. Let's get right back to your calls. We were speaking with John in East Long Meadow, and he had an issue with a slow PC where his hard drive's at 100%. Right, John?
Exactly, yeah. Incidentally, while I was on hold, that 100% went down to like 70, 75%, and the CPU went to 100%. It lasted about 15 seconds. Now I'm back to 100% disk. I don't know if that's relevant or not.
It could be. What do you think it is there, Dennis?
I'm wondering if it might be your antivirus. It might be updating. What I'd like you to do, if you could, is to open up Task Manager.
Yeah, that's what I have.
All right.
Yeah.
And click on the column marker for the CPU and see which task or process is the thing that's at the top of the list. That's,
and you may have to organize it. You may have to tap on that list to get it to list it in usage versus alphabetical.
Yeah.
Well, the one that seems to be, it is anti-malware, 13.14.9.
Anti-malware. Yeah, that's, is that Windows Defender?
But that changes. It's changing back and forth.
Well, yes, you know? It's going to flip. Different tasks are going to take its place in that list as it does things. But it sounds like, do you have any other antivirus installed on that computer?
No, Windows
Defender. That's Windows Defender.
Yeah, that's the Windows software slowing down Windows so you can't use your software machine.
And it's built into Windows, so it's very difficult to control it.
Right.
What I would suggest is a couple of things that could help. Number one, you could do a check disk on the disk itself. Could be that the anti-malware task is having difficulty reading and writing files that it's trying to check, and something is corrupted with the file, so it keeps reading it over and over and over. The other thing that you can do is run an SFC, which is what I had suggested for Bob earlier tonight, or earlier this morning, sorry.
It's that long of a day for Dennis.
Oh, yeah. It's my first time.
I understand. I was there once. Yes,
long time ago. Oh, cool.
Well, very good. Well, I'll do a check this. I'll,
back it up first, though.
Oh. Head, you have the format, the, you know, the, you know, I can find
the
it.
Syntax?
The syntax? The syntax is CHKDSK space slash F.
But make sure you back up your data first.
Oh, yeah.
Because it could fix it to the point where you can't use it anymore.
Well, this is really like a spare computer that I... What I do most of the time is just turn it on every couple of weeks to see if there's any updates for Windows.
Well, there's your problem.
That's the issue.
What it may be doing is catching up with the definition changes.
Right.
And it's got 2 or 3 weeks of them because you haven't had it powered up.
Yep.
But I would still recommend doing... Well, I would recommend the check disk just to rule out that there isn't something wrong with the file system still. Okay. And an SFC may help too.
Yeah, and again, leaving something off that long, Microsoft is constantly sounding out updates, so that's got to catch up. So that would make sense that it is doing that update.
Okay. Well, I'll go with that. Thank you much. I just want to make a comment. When I talk to you now on the phone, it's good and loud, but when I was listening to, you know, to other people talking and whatever, before you switched on, volume was very low on the phone. I don't know if that's something that's adjustable or you care about or not, but...
I hear you. The phone, so that, you know, the phones have always been fun here at WTIC.
But can I have one more quick question?
Well, we're running out of time. We're at a hard break coming here. Is it quick?
I hope so. You said that there's no security where I can encrypt files. I see the Windows 10 now.
You can.
If I have to bring my computer in for a service, I don't want them to look at my tax files and stuff. Like, is there a way of, there's no way of encrypting individual files?
Yeah, you can encrypt folders in individual areas of your drive. We can try to find some links on how to do that.
Okay, well, I'll be looking for that. Thank you very much, and have a good day. And
all right, John.
Welcome to Dennis there.
All right, very good.
Thank you.
I want to thank all you guys for joining us on this Saturday morning. Everything we've talked about is posted live over at computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of the show.com. Thank you, Matt, for producing. Mike G, and thank you, Dennis, for your first show. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for having me.